Hello, everybody. This is JustVocabulary.com, and today's two words,
maladroit,
and
nuance.
We'll also announce today's $5 discount voucher winner. But let's get started with our first word,
maladroit. Maladroit.
Phil's maladroit behavior at the office party was just one of the many reasons why he was passed over for the promotion.
Maladroit.
But you know, the thing is with Phil, he's not used to going to parties, so he is often maladroit in social situations.
Maladroit.
Being a newcomer to soccer, Mark proved rather maladroit and missed every ball.
Maladroit.
Frank's maladroit dancing caused him to step on his partner's feet several times.
Maladroit.
The word is spelled M-A-L-A-D-R-O-I-T.
Maladroit.
What does it mean? Someone who's maladroit is inefficient or ineffective or clumsy. Maladroit means awkward in movement or unskilled in behavior or action. In French, it means literally not adroit. It's often used to refer to someone who is clumsy or awkward in behavior. Mal in French means bad. You probably remember the meaning of the word adroit because we introduced it in one of our previous shows. But adroit means extremely or highly skilled, both physically and mentally. So if someone is maladroit, that person is not socially, physically, or mentally skilled, but the person is clumsy or unaware of what is the appropriate behavior. Some synonyms, inept, clumsy, or awkward, and two antonyms, adroit or skillful. Okay, let's move on to our next word.
Nuance.
Nuance. Van Gogh has managed to capture every nuance of the woman's expression.
Nuance.
If you don't understand the nuances of the author's language, you may not fully appreciate his book.
Nuance.
Lisa is allergic to strawberries, and even a nuance of strawberry flavor will cause her to have a reaction.
Nuance.
The word is spelled N-U-A-N-C-E. Nuance. What does it mean? A nuance is a subtle difference in or shade of meaning, expression, or sound. A nuance is a fine distinction or a subtle difference. Nuance is derived from the French word nuire, which means to shade. When something is shaded, it takes on a slightly different appearance. Now, a nuance is a very slight difference in something, such as a meaning or appearance. So two things may be very much alike, but their nuances are what make them different. It's the subtle difference. Okay, let's do a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Imperturbable. Imperturbable.
If someone is described as imperturbable, it means they're not easily upset. They're calm and steady, and they're always staying calm and controlled, even in difficult situations that would cause anxiety to others. Here's an example. Firefighters always have to remain imperturbable, even in the face of danger.
Imperturbable.
And that's it for this episode. Today's $5 discount voucher goes to Sunhee Kim. So congratulations. If you have questions or comments on this show, you can email me at info@justvocabulary.com. For now, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Jan, from Cape Town, South Africa. Have a great day. Bye-bye.